to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was a hard up against the break answer to a question about shortwave. Look, folks, let me put it to you simply. The amount of money that we were spending on shortwave was not increasing this audience at all. And a good majority of people out there that were shortwave listeners were, in fact, broke. I'll just put it plainly and simply. And I have maintained shortwave. I've been on shortwave for 12-plus years. And you notice I'm not on shortwave anymore. And that's because we're targeting all of our dollars for the mainstream marketing out there. And to pick up AM and FM stations so multiple people now have the ability, rather than going out and buying a head unit for a car so you can listen to shortwave, or you know, fighting with the shortwave people to try to figure out what the best propagation signal is, and then half the time you folks couldn't even hear it. Depends on where in the country that you are. And I'm saddened because we had a lot of international listeners that would listen to the program. But you have options now. You can listen via the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can purchase a satellite, which many programs, not only this network, but a lot of people out there are now on KU band satellite. So it's just not for this program. And buying a shortwave to hear a couple of different programs, if you buy a KU dish now, you're not only able to get this network, but many other networks out there and independently produced programs, and you have a greater choice. So I elected to stop spending $12,000 a month on shortwave that was here or there, or sometimes it wasn't even on the planet. It was bouncing off the moon or someplace. And I've decided to go strictly mainstream and take those funds to go to the people that need the information the most, that haven't even heard this information before. In other words, folks, we're going to stop talking to the choir. And we're going to develop more patriotic Americans out there. And the only way I know how to do that is to fill their Christmas stocking with good information that heretofore they have never, ever, ever, ever had a chance to hear. So that's my extended answer to the short question, what are my plans on shortwave? Okay, so there you have it. Let's go to the phones. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
I have a KU band and the reception is super.
And it will remain that day after day after day.
Except
after
your audio level is about a third the level of GCN.
All right.
I don't know exactly why.
Mr. Producer, throw something at the engineer in there and tell him to check that out. All right.
Anyway, I am concerned about the absence of the tax classification sheets from the courthouse. They're just gone. And I wonder if Mr. Chapman knows if these tax classification sheets could be negotiable instruments, perhaps sent over to China to back up our treasury bills. And I'll back that up by something I read out of Black's Law Dictionary. Residential property. An agent resides at a foreign court, one having authority in a protectorate. In other words, it's a territory in a protected state governed by a resident agent. Get that? So all your residential property, it's not really a place where you live. It's a territory in a protected state governed by a resident agent. In other words, your land is, it seems to me that your land is pretty much as in jeopardy as the German land was when Patton came into Germany.
Okay, Richard, hang on. We'll get his response right after this break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Richard, how is the sound now? Any better?
It did come up a little bit.
Okay.
It's still not up to GCN level, but it's up.
Okay. All right. We'll continue to monitor that. We'll check the satellite company tomorrow. Anything else, Richard?
Well,
now, you had a response from
Bob Chapman
from,
to answer my question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
From what I understand, the way that the ownership of property is structured, that the United States government can use it as collateral on any debt that they have. And I think that's essentially what you're saying. Is that so?
Yes, it says right here in Black's Law Dictionary.
And that's true.
A territory in a protected state governed by a resident agent.
Well, the resident agents are probably your local Federal Reserve.
It might be.
U.S. Treasury.
It's not my land. It's a territory in a protected state.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's true if you own it, especially if you own it outright.
They mark the block that says residential on the tax classification sheet, and then the sheet disappears and it can't be found anywhere in the courthouse. And I wonder, is it in China?
Could be. They might have put it up as collateral against some of the bonds that they have. Who knows what they've done? They're certainly not going to tell us, but your guess is a good one.
Richard, that's all you get today as a guess, because they don't disclose this information. Well, they don't disclose the information. So if you want a speculative answer, we can give you one, but I'd prefer not to do that. There it is. Anything else, Richard?
Wow. That's scary.
Well,
I guess the Chinese army will be here soon.
Well, I don't know. You know, everybody's under the impression here that we're going to get marched on by foreign troops for conquering of this nation. And I don't think people realize that we are being conquered on a daily basis. And they don't plan by using shot and powder. They are doing it. They are wreaking their carnage financially. This Congress granted China most favored nation status as far as a trading partner. We're running massive deficits with these clowns every year. And they don't have to invade us. To destroy us, they're doing it on a daily basis. Bob, help me here.
Well, I don't think you have to go any further than that. I mean, they're holding probably close to $1 trillion in our debt, and they can really tell us what to do. And they're using that money to purchase things in the United States and other places as well. In the last 10 years, they've spent enormous amounts of money in Africa because they're trying to buy commodities of one form or another. And they're buying companies and buying into companies in the United States in order to dump these dollars, and they will continue to do so, and so on others. And America will wake up 5 or 10 years from now, and 50% or more of what's in the country will be owned by others.
You know, if we noticed how the Russians dealt with us supposedly during this Cold War, you know, Ronald Reagan took the credit for breaking the back of communism. Well, it was an arms race. But if you're strategically looking at a way to make money while simultaneously threatening and deconstructing an economy, just look at the bankers, folks. These people, in times of war, they don't care who the body count is, who the good guys or the bad guys are. They fund both sides. Then they get to come in and loan more money after the carnage, after all the money was borrowed, to wage the war, to create the carnage and the chaos and the disaster and the dead bodies. They're there to loan more money to help clean it up. And if you look at Russia, supposedly we won the Cold War. If you're looking at it from the bankers or the internationalist bankers and the scammers and the schemers that need to destroy this economy to mold us into the New World Order, their global governance scheme, it's working perfectly. I keep hearing that, we're going to be attacked by foreign troops. No. No, we won't, because the foreigners are here buying up everything right now. Why in the hell do they need to come in here and start pissing everybody off by shooting things up? They don't have to. People, you got to understand, you got to think outside of this box. You're thinking in terms of classic strategies for war, that you have fronts and you have good guys and bad guys and you've got a struggle going on. Put that out of your mind. It is all financial. The wars that are being waged right now are financial wars, not bullets. That's only for distraction and try to co-op somebody or destroy or nation build somebody. That's when you use the shot and powder. When you've got a nation build, destroy a country, and then reshape it. Richard in Alabama, thanks for your call. We have Robbie Noel online. Mr. Noel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stadtmuller.
How are you doing?
In need of a vacation.
There's no rest for the wicked. Are you telling me you're a good guy? Say hello, Robbie, to Mr. Chapman. Mr. Chapman, welcome to the Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Well, how you doing, sir?
Nice to hear from you again.
Absolutely. It's been a fun few days, to say the least.
Well, you got your wish here. Again, gold prices came down a little bit. Have any net effect on your end?
No, I mean, people are very apprehensive. I mean, there's a number of things that people have to be concerned about, and there is concern out there. There's no question. And whenever you have so much uncertainty, I mean, look what happened today. You had the Dow up 300 points, all based on the fact that there's a general consensus out there that they've managed to, you know, stop the bleeding from the axe wound by putting a Band-Aid on it. And they're doing this solely in order to give quaaludes to the masses, so they don't stick their hands in their pockets over the next 6 weeks. Because, this carnage is only begun. I mean, they seem to say that we have stemmed, the flow of blood from the subprime mortgages. We got 2 million resets about to hit the market in less than 90 days. That is going to prove all these statements that came out today from Bank of America and Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs actually came out and said, no, we're fine. We don't have any subprime mortgage exposure. We short that market. I mean, it's crazy. It is completely crazy out there right now. And the rise in the market today should be indicative to anybody paying attention of how... how manipulative Wall Street is to the general psyche of the people.
Bob, you didn't hear it. Bob made this comment last hour, Robbie, that I had asked about the drop in gold prices, and he said primarily due to the banks selling off gold, so they're putting more gold on the market. Now, I'm willing to buy the supply and demand thing, but in a case such as this, Bob, how much gold could they actually dump on the market to drive prices down $40?
Well, it's hard to say. I noticed that the selling yesterday on the long gold contracts was only 3,400 contracts. And, you know, we had a boomer on the downside. That means to me that the big specs were not sellers. They didn't have to meet margin calls, or if they did, they were able to handle them. And, yeah, we've come down. I just don't see any other alternative other than leasing or outright sales.
What about the possibility of just outright liquidations in order to raise fast cash to cover equity positions? Obviously, that is always the prime mover when you see liquidations of the sort, just simply because of the fact that gold and silver are so liquid.
Well, wait a minute now. I just told you only 3,401 contracts were deleted yesterday. That is okay. Not very much.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
well,
it
look,
can't
you've
come
also
from
got
that sector, and we'll know on Friday what the commitment of traders report was. They were out 240,000 short contracts as of the previous Tuesday, of which 135,000 had been set in the last now 10 weeks. And it'll be interesting to see if they did any covering, which I don't think they did. I think they increased their short position again. And I think that's where some of the pressure came from.
Yeah, but they also, and I don't know how much it politically it plays into this, but obviously, you know, there's a G7 meeting taking place next week, I believe it is, or could be this week, in Cape Town. And Paulson is obviously the man under the gun, because he's got to go over there and he's got to convince these G7 bankers that the U.S. still stands by a strong dollar policy, even though we're cutting rates and the rest of the world is raising rates.
Well, I don't think that that is a factor in him, because I don't know that it's either save the Wall Street and the system, or let the dollar go down, and they've chosen to let the dollar go down. They have abandoned the dollar, and that's obvious to all of the Europeans. And I think the real reason for the blast of gold here and silver, as well as commodities, particularly oil, and the rush to manipulate the stock market higher, is because tomorrow is PPI day.
And then the following day is CPI day.
And then on Thursday is CPI and FAS 157 and 159.
All right, we'll break. We'll be right back. Continue with your calls right after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right. They're making fun of me, gentlemen.
Can't blame them.
My wife bought one of these inversion things because we both have back problems. And I didn't have the settings right, so when I flipped myself upside down, it wasn't balanced correctly, and I couldn't. I was upside down, and I couldn't right myself. So she was upstairs sleeping, and I'm down in the front room yelling for her. She had to get out of bed to come down and right me. They have so much fun at my expense. by the way, I read this earlier, The Secret History of Credit Cards. That is actually going to be on PBS Frontline at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with a caveat and a warning out there, folks.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight. It is a soft approach on the credit card markets out there. And they had to do something because it is out of all the consumer-driven businesses out there. Guess who is number one on the complaint list through the Better Business Bureau and every other bureau that you can think of? That's right. It's the credit card company. So there you go. Let's go.
Well, that's the next shoe to drop. I mean, if it's credit card losses may even dwarf the subprime losses.
Well, gentlemen, and
well, they're a trillion, and I don't. you know, it's nice to think that that could be true, but I think this mortgage-related problem, not counting derivative, just structured articles, I think we're looking at somewhere between 1.3 and 3 trillion. We don't know yet for sure, but it's certainly over a trillion, and the credit card market in the United States is just a shade under a trillion. So if 50% went upside down, we probably have a $500 billion problem. It's going to be big, but this other real estate CDO ABS problem is bigger.
And, you know, I had an epiphany the other day, gentlemen, and this generally happens when I'm in the shower. I don't know if it's because of the running water or what the problem is. Maybe I gave a little...
Far too much information.
Far too much. Maybe I... Thank you. By the way, I wanted to ask you a question. In on the air, Robbie, or in person, why don't you ever address me by my first name?
A sign of respect.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, he's so much younger than you are.
Yeah, well, I'm older than dirt, so what does that make him?
Well, they have to start calling me Mr. Chapman then, because I'm old enough to be both your father.
And we do respect you, sir.
You know what? You're probably right. Well, let me see. You're only, what, 71, though?
72.
Let me see. At the age of 16, yeah, I guess you could be my daddy.
Not possible, but
okay.
Not probable, but possible.
Not probable, but possible. Michael in New York, thanks for holding, Michael.
Hey, John, thanks for taking my call. Bob, may you have another 70 years, my friend.
I'm telling you.
Well, thank you.
God bless you. John, I'd like to just backtrack a little bit. And the caller a while back with the dollar crashing, and he suspected the euro will eventually crash. And, yes, and so will the Amero if they can pull that off as well. Because, as we all know, they want a one-world currency, and so they are shrinking the world down into three under the Rockefeller Trilateral Commission agenda. And then from three currencies, they can corrupt them and ruin them, crash them, so they can justify why there's a new currency. And it'll just be one this time for everybody. And then, of course, they'll crash that so they can go to totally electronic and then have the whole ball of wax. And also, gentlemen, I'm afraid we're going to get invaded. Yes, John, absolutely. We're in economic warfare right now. But when they gave away the Panama Canal to the commie Chinese, that was for physical intervention purposes, and that North American corridor coming up through your backyard is clearly a military trail for the U.N. Army. On that day, which I believe when at least a third of this population is going to revolt against the Pan-American Union and the acceptance of a new currency, and, of course, the ultimate ruin of a sovereign nation. And I think about a third will at least rebel, and that's what they're getting ready for with the U.N. Army already here being trained for this rebellion so they can squash it fast and get their U.N. agenda back on track. But I think Washington's vision will come to pass, and there will be extra aid to this country, and they will get wiped out. Those commies are going to see their end at that point in time.
Bob, any comment on that?
Well, I think that's a doable scenario, and I think that I don't know who will be used as outside forces, but the outside forces could be brought in either aggressively or passively. I mean, there's so many scenarios that you can have here. And, you can't nail it down because even they, the people who are planning this, they don't know exactly what route they're going to have to take to make America submissive to them. In Europe, in Canada, in Mexico as well. And so you're looking at an awful lot of people, and Americans are very heavily armed. And I don't think many Americans are going to turn their weapons in.
Absolutely, guys. And that's why they're trying to take our guns away so desperately. And, of course, we can never allow that. John, you mind if I hang over quick?
Yeah, you can. It hasn't worked so far. The disarmament has been a miserable failure for them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back here. Michael in New York, if you will, sir, finish up with your questions.
Yes, thank you, John. Finally, guys, you know, the fact that all our troops are abroad, just from a military strategic perspective, it's clear we're being set up here, guys, to take a hard fall, and we won't have any muscle here to protect us when that trouble comes. We can expect...
Why do you need the military to protect you?
Well, what I'm saying, Robbie, in the sense that, you know, they're not here protecting our borders, shutting down our borders. Most of our military's abroad. Now, what happens, you know, when the store doors are wide open and there's nobody in the store to protect the goods, the goodies? Well, the bandits and the thieves come in. That will be the invading forces. And by coincidence, a lot of our troops will be abroad. And that's all by design, of course. You know, guys with a military strategic background would be right now very, very upset knowing that there's nobody home guarding the store, and we got bandits all around us, posing as potential friends, but we know they're bandits. I mean, that alone, guys, makes you very uneasy that you want to keep your gun and your powder dry and nearby. And so there's definitely going to be physical intervention, no question about it. If they can pull it all off without it, they'll be happy, but they're setting everything up just in case they need that for contingency.
All right.
And so we can't drop our guard, and that's why they're after our guns. There's no other reason for it except so we can't defend ourselves, of course. And so when we look at this whole big picture, we can expect trouble physically as well, and we should definitely keep that in the back of our minds at all times.
Michael, appreciate the call. Go ahead, Robbie.
I want to ask Bob a question. Because today was an interesting day. It seems as though every single trader had a $100 call option in oil, which expired today. There is no question in my mind that someone stood to lose a substantial amount of money if those call options went in the money today. How much was that a factor in the fact that we've seen oil off almost, what's it? Well, today it was down almost $4.
Yeah, and you have it down $9 in round figures, or $8.50 in the last week. And the same thing happens in gold and silver all the time, particularly gold. And the market's being manipulated by the market makers. And the CFTC and the Working Group on Financial Markets and the SEC in some cases where they're involved, they all look the other way. It's let's keep the commercials in business so that we can use them to screw the public. You know, I spent 28 years on Wall Street. I know what it's all about. These people have no conscience. They don't care where their profits come from. You know, if it was collecting people and putting them in pens and shooting them, they'd be all for it.
Yeah, but my question is quite simply this.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, but who obviously stood to benefit by those call options not going into the money today?
The writers. And the writers are the commercials.
There you go.
And they do the same thing in gold all the time.
Yeah, but everybody was watching this one because, I mean...
It doesn't make any difference because on Wall Street, nobody cares.
Yeah,
as long as
true.
It's not their money.
Yes.
And the United States government wants the price of oil down because it's jacking up the PPI and the CPI. I mean, the increase in oil in the last 2 months alone is increased inflationary costs to manufacturers by 8.7%. So they want that thing down. And, you know, the manufacturing overall inflation for the year is 4.375%.
I'd just like to know who made the phone call to the Saudis to make the statement over the weekend, which basically, if it wasn't for the Saudi statements over the weekend, oil would have hit $100 today.
Well, I would suppose it was the Treasury Department. And they just said, look, this is what we want you to do. We want lower prices. You want lower prices. And we want to wipe these SOBs out. And so this is what you got to do. You tell them, we might do this. And they come back 2 days later. And they say, no, we're not going to do that.
So would you say that the $4 fall in the price of oil today was also a rush to cover those call options?
Yes.
Or did they just let them expire worthless?
Well, they expired worthless. It's all scam-o-whammo.
Scam-o-whammo of epic proportions.
I mean, what do you think this is all about? It's about a bunch of rich people screwing everybody else.
You know,
it doesn't get any more plaintive than that.
You know,
I've been there. I know,
Bob. What occurred to me is we're watching the news and Citigroup and this bank and that bank is posting losses. But my question would be, and the banks never are audited, so we don't have a clear indication as to how much wealth they really have versus their losses. And when I look at this, when I hear that, well, $300 billion or $400 billion shortfall here, or they're writing off billions here or billions there, I still am haunted by the fact that they created this matrix. They have made trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars off their usury instrument. And are they really out anything since they created it in the first place? They have maximized their profits. They have bought up real goods, real stuff with their funny money. And have they really lost anything?
Well, it's a theoretical question.
It's philosophical and economic as well.
Well, yeah, but it leads to that. And the answer is they have lost nothing. Because they didn't put anything up in the first place, because the Fed put the money up, and the Fed created it out of thin air. And who owns the Fed? The 12 FOMC banks. And who is that? Well, it's JP Morgan Chase and on and on. And that's what they do. The whole system is one of fantasy. They do what they want. They're professional criminals. And the same thing's been going on in other major countries for hundreds of years. I mean, who controls the Bank of England? The House of Rothschild. It's simple. It's a historical fact.
Let's go to the phones.
Who controls the Federal Reserve? The owners of the Federal Reserve banks. Who are they? Well, the Rothschilds, among other people.
They have set up shop in every country. They have.
That's right.
They have money outlets every place you go. Dr. Craig Landry in Austin. Good afternoon, Doctor. How are you?
Oh, hi there. Great show as usual.
Appreciate it.
I have a question. I'm having a very hard time finding this information, and almost wise in the ways of economics, maybe you can answer the question for me. I'm trying to find out what the real inflation rate on FRNs has been since approximately June, the last of June of last year.
Okay.
So over this past, whatever this has been, 17 months or whatever it is, going on 17 months, where would I find that information?
Well,
or would you know that information?
You have to go to the Federal Reserve figures, and then you'd have to have access to the figures for the Commerce Department as well as the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Sounds like it's over my head already.
What you have to do is marry the combination of things together, sort of pounded together to come out with an answer. And this is what the Fed did originally before with M3. This is what the Bureau of Labor Statistics supposedly does now with the CPI. But they're not doing that because since the early 1980s, they have been able to use hedonics and substitution. And in recent years, ever since the Clinton administrations, there has been massive use of a substitution, which just throws the whole thing up in the air. It's nothing but fantasy.
Exactly. Yes. But
what are the real figures?
I'm not very sophisticated in these matters. Is it something that you could give me a pretty close ballpark idea? Just kind of.
Well, I'll give you the official Federal Reserve take on this pretty much, and you can go to their own website. They've got a inflation calculator where you can put in the year dollar amount and you can figure it out. It goes all the way back to 1913. It's from the Federal Reserve Bank in Minneapolis. All you do is go to a search engine and just punch in what's a dollar worth and they'll bring it up for you.
What they put on their website is essentially a lie because they're no longer considering food and energy as
well. To give you an example, according to them, if in 2007, and let's say I bought goods or services for a dollar, In 2006, the same goods and services would have cost me 98 cents. So according to the Federal Reserve, it's the loss in purchasing power of the dollar over the last 12 months has been 2 cents. And if you believe that, I've got some beachfront property right down Scottsdale. I'll sell you for $1 an acre.
And Craig, I have a bridge slightly used up in Minnesota.
Didn't that fall down?
Well, yeah. It's slightly used. I didn't say it was a pristine shape.
Would any of you venture in a half-educated guess about what a real number, a more realistic number might be?
If I use my utility bill, it's been 50%.
By me, it's been over 10% a year for over 4 years, probably in total 5 years. So if you multiply that out, you're looking over 50% loss in value in purchasing power over the last 5 years. And today, we figure that the inflation rate is about 11.3%, not the core 2.75 or the official 4.75 that they won't refer to anymore, and the M3, which they won't publish anymore. Our latest figure, which comes out tomorrow, is 15.3%.
But Bob, answer me this one. If they were, just say a moment of honesty had to strike, and they actually had to report the official inflation rate, and if they had to put it at where we think it is, somewhere south of 10%, how much would that cost the U.S. Treasury in obviously payments to Social Security recipients with the cost of living increases?
Well, you just double the amount that they're receiving, and the average check's about $1,100, so people should be receiving $2,200.
Yeah, but my point is
pretty
how much would...
That's what they should be getting. And
but
it's not
my
only
point
Social Security,
is simply
but
this...
all of the COLA users, which includes all government retirees as well as corporate retirees. They're using COLA.
So haven't they got to the point right now where it's virtually impossible for them to report factual inflation rates, because if they did, it would... besides anything else, it would bankrupt the system.
Exactly.
Was that a question or a statement, Robbie?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Tell you what, while we got a free minute here, and I want to continue with the calls, we generally run a Bob Chapman special on Tuesdays. Yeah. And, Mr. Noel, what do you have for the Tuesday Bob Chapman special?
Well, if you're looking for a bargain, what cost $2.25 last week is only going to cost $2.15 this week, and that's brilliant uncirculated quarter-ounce British Sovereign, minted prior to 1933, so it qualifies as a coin of rare and unusual value, and still by far the finest value of a quarter-ounce gold coin out there when you compare it to its equivalent bullion coin, the American Eagle quarter ounce, which is currently selling for $228. So, yes, a great bargain on British sovereigns when you look at what the price was last week compared to what it is this week.
Well, and you've been waiting for the gold to drop down a little bit because we're dealing, and I, gosh, every time I get on this rabbit hole, I bite my tongue every time I do it.
Yes.
There is a lot of uncertainty out there in the marketplace for anything that people are going to purchase. But, folks, I mean, I'm here to tell you. You know, I said a couple of weeks ago, I said, you're never going to see gold at $730 again. Well, that was a prediction that, well, half of my brain made that prediction, not the full amount, because I didn't have to. It was a no-brainer is what I'm trying to say. And when these troubles, these financial troubles, continue to press the markets out there, and Mr. Bernanke, we don't know if he's going to throw more dollars out of his favorite helicopter or not, and that's driving...
He doesn't use a helicopter anymore. Oh. He uses B-52s. B-52s.
B-52s.
Helicopters don't carry enough.
So, yeah, no kidding. So, you know, we've got Uncle Ben there. That's probably, you know, the predictions are that he's going to drop the lending rate another quarter point. And now the financial markets are now starting to kick up and brew stories of their own of how good a weak dollar is and how much product we can sell abroad. Isn't that wonderful for the trade imbalances?
Sure, but they haven't identified what that product is.
They haven't. And I've been asking that question. Exactly what are they talking about? Are they talking about a $30,000 SUV that's manufactured? It might be put together in this country, but all of the parts come from around the world. It's like a Boeing aircraft anymore. But who out there in the marketplace is going to buy what American product when they can get it cheaper someplace else? You know, because they love America?
You know, the new line of Mercedes-Benz, the 2008 edition, due to hit storerooms pretty soon, showrooms, I should say, all manufactured in South Africa.
Well,
is that right?
There's a good reason. Yeah. They now have cheaper labor in South Africa. We'll break. We'll be right back. By the way, you need to make a clarification on that, Robbie. How many sovereigns they have to buy to get their free one-year subscription to the International Forecaster? We'll do that when we get right back. Hold on.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
right, we're back. We got three callers still in queue. Robbie has got to give the complete Bob Chapman deal. So go ahead, Mr. Noel.
20 British sovereigns, and you will get a free-year subscription to the International Forecaster.
And which, by the way, folks, just a reminder out there, we're not like, lost leaders, okay? A lot of people will tell you that I'm going to put a product or a service on sale, and that's going to be my lost leader. Well, they make up the profit somewhere. Okay, what we do with the International Forecaster is whatever you buy, we don't pad the sale of what we're selling you in order to cover the cost of the International Forecaster. That comes out of our pockets, okay? So understand that. And if you think you can get a better deal going anyplace else to buy gold or silver and then get the International Forecaster, you had better think your position again. Jesse in Alabama. Thanks for holding, Jesse.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yep.
Okay. Listen, man, I've been listening to you for a while because I, you know, turned my back on the guy over there at InfoWars. So now lately I've been looking at your website and I don't understand why don't you cover the Jesuit issue?
Because Greg Szymanski does that 24/7 as long as somebody's out there doing it.
as someone's doing it.
Yeah.
So if you got Jesus over here spreading truth, well, then, you know, I don't need to do that.
Basically, the deal is this. Yeah.
First of all, I need to find out a couple things. I need to cover a couple things, and we'll get off the phone. Chalmers Johnson. That man's got a book out. He used to be a counsel to CIA. It's a three-book series. He didn't know it was going to be that long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's The Last Days of the American Republic. One thing I don't understand about this guy is...
I'm not familiar with his work, so I can't comment.
I am.
Well, either way, he's pretty brilliant and all that.
All right.
I pretty much agree with him. But one thing I don't understand is he's an epitome of someone having a brilliant argument, but mm-hmm. having one fallacy that throws it all in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when his mindset on 9/11. So it's
either he is aware of it
and he's blowing a smoke ring, or he is totally so oblivious to it and his genius that he just really had made an innocent mistake. Now, that's Chalmers, so maybe you can cover that tomorrow because you're going to have to go soon, I'm sure.
Well, just so you know, Chalmers Johnson is in the vague of Noam Chomsky. In other words,
a traitor?
His political leanings are left. He's on the socialist side of the equation.
Yeah, but I've got some quotes by literal quotes from him, and also, I mean, Noam Chomsky. And I used to like the guy until I found out he is not a patriot. Another thing about this Ron Paul, I've loved him, and now I know he's there to pull votes from McCain. I know he is.
He's doing what?
Going to pull vote. He's going to pull votes from McCain.
Pull votes for McCain?
During the election, he's going to run on that independent.
Okay, so what's wrong with pulling votes from John McCain?
I'm just saying Ron Paul's not going to be in office. He's there as a tool. And I believe he's a Jesuit tool. I used to like him. And I need you to cover the Jesuit issue, man.
Yeah.
I cover religion every Wednesday with Charles Colsham.
These people have control of our money. And that's the bottom line.
All right,
I appreciate your time. So cover those issues, man. Get to the bottom if you're really truth, because we all can.
Bill in Indiana, I'm sorry I couldn't get to your call. Ken in Fort Worth.
Take it easy.
Okay, because we went down the Jesuit trail here. Gentlemen, we are flat out of time.
I may take them on the other side.
Okay, great.
Take him.
All right.
Well, there
Jesse,
you go.
Did you hear that? Stay tuned for Robbie Noel on the flip side following this program. And Mr. Chapman, I wish you a good week, sir, and I will see you again next Tuesday.
Most certainly.
And don't forget, folks, the number to call Mr. Noel, 800-691-7898. I'm beginning to think, Bob, he's right. I think he does need a small vacation out there. 800-691-7898.
Send him to Bulawayo.
Stay tuned for the flip side. I'll see you tomorrow, folks.